USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Saddle Ridge Fire in Los Angeles has charred more than 7,500 acres, and authorities say it is 19% contained.
We had some flare-ups, but nothing very significant.
L.A. City Fire Captain Brandon Silverman talking about the work since the winds have now died down and moisture is now back in the air. He says, while weather conditions have changed, the rest has not.
These crews are working in some steep terrain, so it is very difficult work.
One person has died from a heart attack, a man in his upper 50s who was fighting the fire with a garden hose. Also, the Sandalwood Fire, which is about 90 miles to the east, a person died when a wildfire tore through a mobile home park. Dozens of homes have been destroyed. Thousands of L.A. area residents remain evacuated. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan has resigned. He said he wanted to spend more time with his family. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The Pentagon has announced 2,000 more troops will be sent to Saudi Arabia, USA's John Clemens reports.
The deployment includes two fighter squadrons, two batteries of Patriot missiles, a terminal high-altitude area defense system, and an Air Force headquarters unit. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Miley, explained the purpose of the deployment to Saudi Arabia.
This deployment of additional forces to Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is for the purpose of defense of our interests and assets in the region, and also to reestablish deterrence with respect to Iran in the wake of an attack on Saudi Arabia.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
As congressional investigators were listening to a former ambassador explain how the president and his attorney came to remove her from Ukraine, the president held a political rally in Louisiana.
You are going to fire your Democrat governor who's done a lousy job.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An 81-year-old actress is happy to be arrested for a cause. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Jane Fonda, the actress, has marched in many protests through her years and now has gotten herself involved in climate change, including getting arrested on the Capitol steps. And she's promised to do it each and every week for the next 13 weeks.
I have moved to D.C. for 4 months. I keep thinking of Greta. I think of those young indigenous kids from Standing Rock who ran at age 9, some of them ran all the way from Standing Rock to D.C. The least I can do is move my body to D.C. and then every Friday in front of the Capitol, we're having a fire drill where we will speak about a specific issue having to do with climate change.
The 81-year-old Academy Award winner will demonstrate on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to ask lawmakers to put an end to fossil fuel drilling. She's calling the protest Fire Drill Fridays, and she says they're a combination of Swedish activist Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future protest and the activist group Extinction Rebellion's Civil Disobedience. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law banning most animals from circuses. California is now the third state to enact such a ban, along with New Jersey and Hawaii. Circuses have been declining in popularity. After 146 years, Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus closed in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.